From the blessings of Allah upon His servant is that He has made seasons of worship in which the servants are able to increase in their performance of righteous good deeds and compete with each other in what brings them closer to their Lord. One such virtuous season are the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the 10 days as the best days of the dunya, afdal ayyamid dunya. These are days in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoined the fifth pillar of Islam, which is the Hajj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has singled out these days for His blessing and obedience. There will be many discussion about the action that we can do during these 10 days. I would like to say that we should not underestimate the virtues of righteous good deeds, no matter how small they may appear to be. One of our teachers once said to us, that have you noticed in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the punishment of the wrongdoers as jaza'an wifaqa in Surah An-Naba, punishment proportioned to their evil deeds, that they will be punished according to what they have done, no more, no less. Then in the same surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while talking about the reward of the believers, reward of the actions of the believers, He says, jaza'an min rabbika ata'an hisaba, a reward from your Lord, an ample calculated gift. The rewards are multiplied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always likes to multiply the reward of the believers. The 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah brings together, my dear brothers and sisters, the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah brings together all the major acts of worship, such as fasting, salah, charity, and of course Hajj. Therefore, we need to strive hard and seize every opportunity to reap the full benefit and to reap, to multiply our reward and gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nearness. The 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah is an opportunity which must not be wasted.